Yeah, okay. Yeah. And saw this little house, a one bedroom house, you know, on Market Street. And so we, you know, checked on it and decided that, you know, it'd be kind of nice to live, you know, nearer to them, and it'd be, you know, just as well better for him, you know, to go work, you know, from there. So that's what we did. Of course, he worked shift work, and it had a bedroom in some places, you know, didn't have a separate bedroom. Mm-hmm. And so they had to sleep days, you know, part of the time. So that worked out, you know, no fine.
So
where
was it on Market?
52 East Market. And it's still there.
It is.
Uh-huh. Yes, when we were down there, you know, this time we came from Crawford and we came out back to Crawford's and I said, it's still there. It's set back. And they still have not built anything. I was surprised each time that they hadn't built something in front because it was quite a deep lot and, you know, lots of room there, but there still is nothing, you know, built out in front.
Do you remember
what you had to pay for this? $20 a month. And then... Yeah, we put it on electricity, and yeah, uh-huh. I'm sure we could, yeah, I'm sure we did that. Uh-huh.
And what did you do when you was
off? Well, not too much, you know, in particular, that I'd done, and then after, like I say, this was in probably the latter part of January that they moved in there. Well, then Cousins, you know, he came out, I think, like the first part of March. He had said when we left South Dakota, you know, if you think there's any chance of me getting a job out there, you know, he was gone to work, you just didn't know as far as that was concerned. Well, he figured that was good enough for him, so he came out, so he stayed with us then until then his wife and, you know, they had a little boy and came out then later. After he, you know, got a job and was ready to have a place of his own, because she stayed with us for a while too. And then they, you know, finally got a little apartment, you know, of their own, and, you know, went from there. So it just seemed like it was just, you know, one thing or another. And I guess I was just plain lazy. Trying to be a housewife.
In the spring, did you plant a garden or anything?
I can't remember that we had, I think we did have a little garden, you know, in back. I believe we did.
Because in January you couldn't...
No, that's right. But after, later, I believe we did have, you know, the little garden.
And what is the biggest blessing is?
No, never, huh? No, I guess actually our biggest thing, you know, was when we came out, we came to Salt Lake City and we spent, you know, a little bit of time, you know, around there, and that was really our first thing as a city, you know, of any size.
So what did you think about living in
Long Beach,
wasn't it?
Well, you just started to, first, like I said, with the streets being straight, you know, and everything, you know, like that, it seemed like it was easy to get around, and you just sort of, learned gradually, you know, that this main street wasn't that one, and then, you know, just kind of go from there, and you just really sort of grew up with North Lane, I guess.
Yeah, but have you lived places where... You didn't go to the store and buy everything you had.
Well, that's
put up and
that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that was a nice thing, and I guess I could say it was one thing that with my dumb knowledge, I kept talking about the fruit and the vegetables and everything out here, you know, how like before we came out, and I was under the impression that you'd have any kind of fruit and any kind of vegetables any time of the year. You know, there wouldn't be any seasons, it'd just be and of course it didn't take long to find out, but it wasn't that way, you know, after we got out here. But that was one of the things that I, you know, just that'd just be a year round thing. But there was, like I said, there were so many opportunities to buy fruits and vegetables at you know, such small cost that And of course, when you think hamburger was 10 cents a pound and bread was 5 cents a loaf and milk was, what, 7 or 8 cents a quart or something like, you know.
Yeah,
of course, you weren't making the money either, but then, you know. You just,
what kind of household goods did you guys bring with you?
Not too much in the line of, you know, of household goods. We just didn't, because we just had the car and just brought, you know, what you could bring in that. So we brought, you know, clothing and some cooking utensils and some dishes and some, you know, a few things, you know, like that. But really, it's household furniture, you just didn't. Eventually, because we left furniture in South Dakota, there at his brother's place, and some at my folks, and eventually we did bring some of those things and have, like, friends were coming out, and one friend was coming out, going and got the sewing machine, and, you know, a few things, you know, like that. But for the most part, well, we just, you know, we just either sold or gave, you know, what we had.
And
where
did you shop and things when you...
Well, to begin with, mostly for downtown, because there wasn't, you know, the shops and things in North Long Beach at that time, you know, that there are now.
But you must have had to go to a grocery store.
Oh, yes. Well, there were grocery stores, you know. There were grocery stores, you know, around. Now, it's the 52 Smart, and then the Long Beach Boulevard, so it's the...
Mm-hmm.
Dividing line. So over on Long Beach Boulevard, there were markets. There was a big market over there, an open air market, you know, at the car. They just had a grating that they put up, you know, across the front, you know, at night and everything. That was Austin's, called Austin's. And they had, you know, a variety, you know, some vegetables. And then eventually there was a market on Market Street. That, it seems like there was just a small neighborhood market, you know, I believe when we moved there too, I believe it was.
And did you have a refrigerator, or did you have to go?
No, we had ice box there. Uh-huh. We had an ice box there.
And
it came with a plate. I mean, the furniture, yeah, the place was all well furnished, uh-huh.
Yeah. And... What else, were there a lot of houses around there?
There's quite a few houses around. Mm-hmm.
Still farming around or not?
And not right in that area, but between North Long Beach and downtown Long Beach, there was farming, you know, in there.
How far did North Long Beach go?
How far south? I'm wondering how far south it did go at that time. It was on down, well, below 52nd Street, I know that. Probably about Guillermo. To the railroad track. Maybe to the railroad tracks, and Guillermo's below that, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
No, it's
a railroad track.
In some
place. Well, yeah, there you go. There you go. I'm thinking
that. The railroad tracks must have been real new then.
They must have been.
They moved them in about the 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they must have been. But I was thinking about, like along Long Beach Boulevard, the 52nd and where the Pleasant comes in there.
Yeah.
Because these cousins eventually moved, they were downtown or toward town more, and then eventually got this little house on Pleasant, and it was like half a block or maybe a block and a half or something like that from Long Beach Boulevard.
And did you go to Dooley's?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Yes, she went to Dooley's, and now they must have, the Dooley's were just about getting started about that time?
No, they've been there
since
the 20s.
In the 20s, was it? Okay, well, they had...
But they didn't necessarily have a big place then.
Oh, no. I can remember them adding on, yeah, years after that, mm-hmm.
And do you remember any other neighborhood businesses that you...
Because
you must have been able to walk.
Well, it was the Midland
Drugstore.
At Plymouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, Plymouth, uh-huh. And then a doctor was up over And the dentist also up there, maybe the dentist named Dr. Cuff, was up over Vermillion's, you know, drugstore. Because Neil's working at Spencer and Kellogg, who got, well, they called it the California itch and the meal itch from working, you know, in those suits around that meal and everything, and he was a mess. But we didn't have any doctor or anything like that, and I said, well, I know there's a doctor, you know, up over there, so we just took a chance on it. Doctor couldn't tell me when to, you know, move down to the desert.
And did you ever go to the Oriental Theater?
Or was it not that?
There was a movie theater right there on.
Yeah, what was that?
Maybe it was
LaSalle? LaSalle or LaSalle?
LaSalle.
LaSalle, is that some, yeah, there you go. LaSalle. Oh, yes, uh-huh. Yes, we used to go, uh-huh. Yeah, we used to go there. In fact, me and my brother one time looked into, I don't think they would have owned it. They probably had a franchise on it or something, you know, and running it. And they decided, no, they didn't think they wanted to get into that. But, you know, maybe it was been all right, maybe it wouldn't, I don't know.
So how long did you stay on market?
Probably go there a year, maybe a little more. The bedroom there was such a tiny, it was just big enough for a bed, and it got pretty warm, you know, many of the time, so we found another place that had, well, then we moved, let's see, we went up on, no, then we went down, you know, on Olive, and there was a two-bedroom place down there, and one of the reasons for that was that the fellow that Neil was working with down there, as he and his wife had separated, he wanted to come and live with us, you know, and room and board with us. And so we had a chance to get this two-bedroom place down there. It was an upstairs apartment. And it was real nice. It was real windy and it was real nice, you know, for all of us. So we moved, you know, moved down there.
And
that was the 1203 Olive. Well, I wouldn't want to live now, but it was fine then.
What was it like?
It was just nice, friendly, you know, okay, so there were some apartments and some, you know, just single residences, you know.
Was it
Anaheim? Yes, just below Anaheim. Yeah, because Anaheim, like, about 1,300 or nothing. Yeah.
And so did you shop on Anaheim?
Yeah, I shopped on Anaheim quite a lot, uh-huh.
And what kind of places
were
in the neighborhood?
Well, oh, you mean like food markets or homes? Well, markets, there was a big market. There was a Smith's Market. Remember your folks talking about that? You know, it was east a little ways, but I was just a few blocks. I'm sure it wasn't, you know, too long. But it was a big, big market. And we used to go there a lot. And I remember the name of another market. But that was the main one, I think, for, you know, like for in that area.
And you still went downtown to get clothes?
Yeah, and things like that. Well, you just did, uh-huh.
And
because that was where shopping malls were.
What kind of things did you do for recreation in the city?
Movies if we could afford it, you know, was one of the things, and then we used to go dancing, you know, for a bit, and we got dancing to Cinderella down on the pike, and the Majestic, Majestic Theater Ballroom, Majestic Ballroom it was, yes, mm-hmm. There's a Majestic Theater too, and there's something like that. Anyhow, it was upstairs, and it was like, I think there was another place. Well, those were the main, you know, main places that, you know, especially when we, you know, lived down there. And then we still went to church. We started going to church because when we were there, when we first got out there, we started going to the church on, you know, on Orange Avenue, Presbyterian Church, and we just always went, you know, even though we lived down that far away, like we still, you know, things like that.
Where you lived on Market?
On Market, yes, uh-huh. Yeah, that was closest Presbyterian, uh-huh. There was a Methodist church quite near there, too, and I think we went there one Sunday and decided, well, let's try the, you know, the Presbyterian church. So our first Sunday was the first Sunday for the minister that was there at that time. They were acquainted with him because he had a cousin that lived in South Dakota at Hitchcock that I'd known as long as I knew, you know, anyone. So, amusing to us, but embarrassing to him, one Sunday when she was out, she was ready to come out for the winter. And she was, and he started to introduce, he was a very good hand of, you know, introducing everybody. Everybody was supposed to know everyone else. So he started to introduce us to his cousin. So, well, she just looked at him and smiled, see, and he was so embarrassed. And he said, well, the Benny said, to make this lengthy, but anyhow, he told the story about his training and seminar in Germany. And he said when he got ready to get on the boat, there was an older man there at the boat, and he, I don't know whether he'd known him before, whether he, but anyhow, he was coming back to the States, see, and the man said, I have a brother that lives in the United States. Maybe you might know him. So he said, I knew you were from South Dakota, and of course he knew Grace was from South Dakota, but, you know, I didn't dare to say. I remember him telling me that.
Were there many other people you know in South Dakota who moved out here?
Eventually, there were quite a few, really. But this seemed like, you know, ones came and some of them they more or less just knew of, but, you know, if you're out of, because they used to have, like, the South Dakota Picnic Band, the Bixby Park, you know, each year, and seemed like each, and we went, you know, not every year, but most every year we would go if it was possible, you know, at all. And we'd usually find there was someone else, you know, out here that we knew.
What was the name of the
restaurant?
Was the Presbyterian Church where it is now?
Yes, right where it is now. There was just an old, well, we always called it the barn. It was just something that they had, you know, put up and you know, with volunteer help, you know, and something like that, right on the corner where the sanctuary is now. Then later they built the chapel, which is next door to it, and then of course eventually built the sanctuary where the that, and then they just used that for the educational building, and then they built the educational building on the other corner. So it's still in the same, you know, in the same block. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and was the school there when you first started going to church?
No, oh no. No, the school was built after. And I'm not sure what year, but yeah.
Well,
sure. It wasn't there. No, it wasn't there. That's right.
Was there a lot of houses around there? Was it kind of out in
there? It was kind of out, but still there were quite a few houses around, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, quite a few houses. But like the poinsettia, you know, is the next street down, and then they're sitting all this. So they were pretty well filled, too, there. Because I know when they first started that Sunday school, well, I think when they first started going there, they had such a big Sunday school. But they had some of the classes in some of the homes, and there was a couple of families on farm setter that was close there, and they had, you know, each one had class in their home. And now they're getting to where they wonder if they have enough children coming to have Sunday school, or maybe they should drop it. Isn't that something?
So that must, the whole area to the north must have just been vacant,
then? Pretty much so. Pretty much so on up, you know, to Artesia. Mm-hmm.
And was there any agriculture in there, or was it just vacant?
I think it was just vacant, as I remember.
And across the street must have been just vacant.
Yes, that was all vacant. Because those were all built in, you know, afterward.
And was there anything in Houghton Park, do you remember?
It seems to me there was a little park there, that, you know, right to start with, because it wasn't too long, you know, until we started going over there to different things, and I think there was. I think there was a small park there all the time.
But not much high school?
No. It wasn't any hard. Jordan wasn't there. Period. Because friends, you know, they were like LMA, you know, they had to go down to Poly. When Jordan started.
Well, you're not going to like this, but they celebrated their 50th anniversary.
So what would that be?
be 34.
It sure would, wouldn't it?
And they started in the Y. Then we
get our zombie. Yes, oh yes, I remember that, uh-huh. Because we had church there for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah, uh-huh.
In between buildings?
Yeah, kind of between buildings, I think, because they had the little, let's say the little barn building, you know, on the corner. And I think when they went over, I think between that, or we had some hospitals, they used to have things over there. Of the church. I think that's what it was. I think it was kind of, you know, like kind of in between. Mm-hmm.
So maybe they just had a freshman class.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, that's right. That'd be, that'd be 34. It wouldn't have to be.
Anyway.
Well, now it's possible. I said with her now, she might have started down there. Graduated in 37. She might have started down there and said they just continued or something and all that. Or like you say, maybe they just had a freshman,
yeah,
you know.
Sure they didn't have, they had a much greater variety of
things. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What other kind of things did you do for social activity? Did you go to the park?
Oh, yes, that was, you know, that was our thing, especially if you had company, you had to take...
And you lived down on Olive.
Mm-hmm.
And how long did you live there?
We lived there until 38, I guess. Yeah, in 38, then we moved back out north Long Beach. I guess that seemed like a home. Well, just seemed like, you know, seemed like home. Well, this fellow eventually, you know, did something else. And then when my brother was there, my brother lived with us too. We always had somebody living with him, seemed like that. And I guess that was what I was cut out to do, was, you know, take care of somebody else. Is that, I don't know. But anyhow, we had a chance then, you know, for this little house out in the yard. And we decided that we'd like that better than, you know, than the apartment. So we moved, and we had a nice big backyard. So then we, you know, Neil started raising rabbits, and we had chickens, and, you know, like that. And just,
when did Daryl come?
The Daryl came in 37.
Mm-hmm. And how come?
Well,
was he grown up, or?
He was just out of high school. He was out of high school in, well, in May, you know, when they graduated in May. And then we went back in, I believe it was August. Yeah, I'm sure it was August. That we went back, you know, to visit, and then he came home with us. And so that was, you know, I don't know whether he just came for the summer or what, but anyhow.
How come he decided to come back?
Well, you know, there was nothing to do unless you're a farmer, and he just wasn't cut out to be a farmer. He never did like, you know, that type, you know, that type of thing. And at that time then, my dad was just doing, you know, a little bit of farming, and, you know, and he didn't really, you know, need him, you know, that much, unless Bill was willing to go in and, you know, going to farming, and like I said, he just wasn't interested, you know, really. And so he just got, you know, to come out, you know, see what he could find to do, and he did a little bit of this and a little bit of that, you know.
Well, what kind of things did he
do? Different things, you know, that he did. Like I said, with Neil at Spencer and Kellogg, you know, they were shut down quite a little bit, so Neil would do whatever, you know, to do in between. And they were picking turkeys, and there was one time, you know, and Daryl said, well, he decided that wasn't too much for him either. So anyhow, he finally then got a bakery out, which is bakery, you know, it's on Pacific, I guess, isn't it? I believe it was on Pacific, which is bakery, and drove, you know, bakery truck, you know, delivered to home. Well, he delivered some markets, but mostly, you know, residential areas like that. So then we moved, like I said, then we moved out there, you know, to that, on Plymouth, 333 East Plymouth. And lived there then until we built the house on 57th Street, which was in 1940.
Okay, and so what did you do, how did your life change when you moved to Plymouth?
Well...
And if you had
a
room, did you have a garden?
Yes. We had a garden, and there was quite a few fruit trees there, and some berry bushes too, and like that. So, you know, and then started, you know, really got back into the canning bed again, into the, you know, preserving things. And then we became more active, you know, in the church, you know, and all to. And take part in, they called it AID at that time, and now it's Women's Association, of course, and the circle, and divided, you know, into circles and like that, and I was, you know, real active, you know, in it and helping. They were doing a thing and did some missionary work and some, you know, homework and some, they do things, you know, that would help toward, you know, supporting the church and, you know, I like that, and along with the Bible study and all. So.
What kind of missionary
work? The missionary, was just helping with missionary work and with, like, some home missionary, I mean, providing money, you know, for them to run the missionaries. That was the, you know, main thing.
And how did you provide this money?
Well, different ways. We'd have bake sales, or we would have, for one thing, we had a lot of people there with a kidnap breakfast, you know. Someone would offer to have it in their home, and then there would be several that would help, you know, at the home. And then there were several that, you know, had cars and would drive, you know, go to pick up people. And you'd go, like, fairly early in the morning, you know, hoping that they hadn't had their breakfast yet. And they would come just as they were, if they were in their house coat, their robe, or... you know, or pay a fine. So some of them came in their robes, and some of them paid the fine, and didn't come. Some of them would just say, well, they just, you know, couldn't, and maybe they didn't feel like it that day, or something like that. You know, but, so it was kind of fun, and then cost, you know, so much, you know, paid so much for breakfast. So. And for breakfast, and that's how the income, you know. But different, you know, different ways that, you know, they have. Or maybe they'd have something, you know, at the church, maybe an ice cream social or something like that, and a circle would be in charge of one part and another circle in charge of, you know, another part. But just kind of fun, you know, along with being able to do something good.
Yeah, and what kind of activities did you go to Houghton Park for? You said
just... Oh, well, we started there in a group. Well, they didn't know what they were going to do, you know, for sure. Whether they were going to start, you know, like ballroom dancing or something, and then somebody said, what about square dancing? So, you know, and then there was many that, you know, was really interested in starting the square dance. They didn't know anything about it. And so finally then they got, you know, there I go again. What was Bob's name?
Van Antwerp,
yeah. Social director, I guess, it's about, you know, say a recreation director maybe, something like that. And like he said afterwards, everybody wanted the spur dance, and it was up to me to call, I guess, because I was a director, and I didn't know anything about it, but I had to learn along with the rest of it. And, of course, he eventually became, you know, call it. But so that's what we did, and we did, you know, a lot of that in different places.
Building that I remember there, was it there then?
I would think the one that you remember was there, It was quite a large room, the stage at the...
Yeah, with a nice floor to dance on.
Yes, it was, was. It's real nice, Real nice floor. And sometimes it was pretty full. I used to do that. And, one of the things that I did, I guess, during the war, I worked at the observation...
Okay, very good. What? You said being raised rabbit?
Mm-hmm.
Did you participate in this? Or?
Oh, yes. I helped feed them. I helped water.
It wasn't just Neil who raised the rabbits.
No, I helped a little bit. And he dressed them, you know, and he sold them live weight, but you know, dressed them, and then the skins, you know, were worth something too, you know, you did, and you stretched, you know, had stretchers to put the skins on, you know, stretched them out and they were dried, and you said, I can't remember whether it was so much a piece, I think, but a pound probably is the way they were sold. So it all helped.
There was somebody around North Long Beach who bought rabbit skins?
Oh, well, yes, uh-huh. Yes, I think the most, like, the rabbit skins and everything went to the food stores, you know, where they had food stores, you know, where you could buy your rabbit and chicken feed, you know, something like that. And I think they're the ones that handled the rabbit skins, as I remember now.
Okay. I didn't understand
yeah.
Where you could sell rabbit
skins.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
It
must have been
a little more difficult to find somebody who would buy
skins. Yeah, that's right. I'm pretty sure that's where we sold, you know,
the
rabbit skins.
Where did you buy skins? Was there some place around here that
there was a place, eventually there was a place there on South Street. Yeah, on South Street. That's where the Welburns were. And they, you know, they had the feed and feed store there.
Did they have a big business?
Yes,
there
they
were
did.
A lot of people around who had rabbits.
Yes, there were. Uh-huh. There were. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were. There was a lot of people that had. They had a big business. They also had birds, pets, and you know, and if that was.